Good day, good night, and welcome to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only. I'm Kevin Laramie, joined by my co-host, as always, Dwayne Rollins. Today on the show, joining us, Commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, Mr. David Clanahan. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, thanks, guys. How are you?
We're good, David. And I'm going to start with a real simple question. If we had had this conversation a year ago from now and I'd asked you to predict where this league would be at this point, do you think that you would have correctly guessed the level of play and the excitement that the league has generated? Or are you surprised by where things are? Or were you always pretty confident that we would get to the point that we are today?
Well, you know, I'm very much a pretty, you know, glass is always half full kind of guy. So I'm not surprised at the level of interest that we've created and the level of following we've created so far. I knew that we brought some great people on, and that I've maintained all the way along that we're great at storytelling, and we've brought people along on a journey. We've made them part of the journey, and we've been very clear that we wanted to build it from the community up, from the ground up. So I think we've done all of that, and of course, it's not a surprise to me that there's a lot of great Canadian players out there, and we've got a number of them in our league, and there's quite a few of them in our league, and I think that's what's really created what we're dealing with today. I would say we are where I thought we would be at this point in time.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, it's interesting you mentioned narrative and the marketing that went into the league at the start of its launch. It was impressive. You know, you got international attention in some cases saying that this was a very impressive launch for a new league to have this type of presence. When you were building this league from a business perspective, how did you sort of divide sort of resources between the importance of marketing and the importance of kind of getting the soccer side right? Was it a 50-50 split, or do you think you needed to get the marketing side more right? From a business perspective, how did you approach the launch?
Well, we split the resources almost 50-50. We created different teams and departments within the organization, so we made sure that neither could be robbed of what they needed from a resource perspective, recognizing that the marketing of the league and the communications around that was going to be, massive in what we were trying to accomplish. And heard that quite a bit from overseas in Europe, from some of our friends over there that run leagues, and who said, listen, we can't help you in the fact that, you're going to stand up this league all at one time. There's really not very many people alive that have seen that happen. But we can't, we were given some advice that said, you should spend as much time as possible educating people, but also involving people. And we did that right from the beginning, even to the point where, kit design and logos for the clubs, and everything that we did, we involved the supporters, and I think that's very important if you really want to create a movement, and we called that out from the beginning. But then we also made sure that the resources were there for football operations, because we needed to line up the product on the pitch had to be equal to what you were calling yourself out as.
Mr. Commissioner, with the first season a bit more than halfway done, there was obviously some challenges during the season. Are those challenges the same one that you and your team anticipated in the offseason before the first kickoff, or did those challenges surprise you along the way?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is there's a lot of fixtures that you deal with in a football league, right? Whether it be your league games, and then the expanded Canadian Championships format, along with the ability of one of the teams moving through to the CONCACAF League of Nations, I guess, in the knockout rounds. So there's lots happening, and with a 28 game schedule, 50-50 home and away, there's it's very compressed. And so when you look at the size of our rosters being between 20 and 23 players, that puts a lot of strain on soccer, that what happens from a match fitness perspective. So that's been something that's been a bit of an eye opener for me. I mean, although the teams have responded well to it, that's something that's out there. But I think overall, I think so far we've done well. I mean, I've been very pleased with how we've performed in the Canadian Championships and the new format, and quite frankly, as I look back in the quarterfinals, I think we were unlucky not to actually have all three clubs move forward. Now, I know that I'm biased in that opinion, but certainly there were lots of questions being answered lots of questions being asked, and I think they were answered very well in the way that we played in those games.
I hope you enjoy this 5-minute sneak preview of the David Clanagan interview of the Two Solitude Soccer podcast. To get the full interview in podcast form or in video form, you can go to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. Take the pledge, take the dive, support us. $2 a month, cheaper than half a coffee, pretty much in the prices of coffee nowadays. You can get access to 4 shows a month or more, depending on the month, our exclusive Canadian Premier League coverage, Canadian soccer coverage, and interviews like this one with Commissioner David Clanagan. 25-minute interview. Great content, a lot of news coming out of this interview. And you heard the first 5 minutes. The last 25 are as good, so make sure you subscribe and take the pledge to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the full interview into our archives of shows covering the Canadian Premier League. And as always, for Dwayne Rollins, right here, and myself, Kevin Laramie, until next time, have a great soccer.